नमस्ते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम एट कैंटो चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट 20 राइट ओके सो नाउ बिफोर वी स्टार्ट लेट्स पुल द होल सिचुएशन हियर. Bali Maharaj won the kingdom, heavenly kingdom, right? And then all the demigods are gone. And the Kashyap and Aditi is performing the Payavata Vrata, and Vamandev appears. And here, Bali Maharaj is in the Bhrigu dynasty. They want Bali Maharaj to perform the yajñas so that Bali Maharaj can enjoy kingdoms, heavenly kingdoms. So during this yajña, Lord Vamandev appears. And of course, Vamandev is appear in the form of a dwarf boy, little boy. And Bali Maharaj has requested, Bali Maharaj, of course, respected Brahmanas. And demons usually do that. They respect Brahmanas. Take the example of Ravana, or take the example of Jarasandha. Respect Brahmanas. So you see here little young boy, beautiful boy, coming here in the yajña and so Bali Maharaj wants to offer him obeisances, even washes his feet. And Bali Maharaj asks him, What can I give you? So this young boy, little boy says, I don't want anything. I just want the 3 steps of land. Bali Maharaj says, you are not intelligent. You are a little boy, you are not intelligent. I can give you anything you want. But he says, no, I want the 3 steps of land. So we know, in the first step, he covers everything. Right? In the second step, also he covers everything practically. Nothing left with Bali Maharaj. Third step is still, where can he put his 3rd step? Right? So, Bali Maharaj is thinking that I'm this body. I still have my body. So I want to offer 3rd step. So before he does, of course, Vamandev is saying that this is proves. This proves. So, Bali Maharaj is Vamandev. Garuda comes and ties up the Bali Maharaj. Because Vamandev says, you are not able to fulfill your promise of the 3rd step. So Bali Maharaj is tied up here. During all this time, Bali Maharaj's wife, chaste wife, Vindhyavali is there. She's watching all this situation. She's chaste. She's very intelligent. During that time also Prahlad Maharaj comes. And Prahlad Maharaj is, of course, the Bali Maharaj is Prahlad Maharaj is a grandfather. Bali Maharaj is a grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajan, great personality. Same as the Bali Maharaj also. Out of 12 Mahajans, Bali, Prahlad, they are great personalities. So Bali Maharaj is tied up, so he cannot offer obeisances. So he is just offering respect with his head down. And we heard here previously Prahlad Maharaj's prayers to Vamandev. Now here, imagine the situation. You have here Prahlad Maharaj, great personality. Lord Brahma is here. And now Brahma is about to start to pray to Vamandev. But suddenly Vindhyavali comes and she starts to speak. Now it's not an... Vindhyavali is... Vindhyavali is very chaste. And you can see here Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in the shloka 19, which was yesterday, is writing the comment, and he says that just as Brahma was about to speak, Bali's wife spoke. Now Brahma had not started yet, and Bali's wife is speaking. He remains silent out of respect for her. This is the Vedic culture. Brahma is intelligent. He is the second creator, right? Of the universe. So he is respecting her. And he knows that she is the wife of Bali. And he knows that she has seen everything. My husband is tied up here. My husband has offered everything to this to Vamandev. And he is tied up. So Brahma is very... Brahma just respecting, out of respect, he becomes silent. She begins speak at this point. Seeing her husband bound, she was frightened of the offense he had committed. She lowered her head out of natural shyness of a woman. This is the sign of a chastity. Her face is down, and she is seeing here, Brahma is here, Prahlad Maharaj, who is the grandfather, is here, and all the brahmanas here, and she suddenly comes here. But listen, this is the only shloka she speaks, this shloka number 20, but this shloka says everything what she has to say. And she is actually indirectly, in this shloka, today's shloka, she is chastising her husband. So let's start with this shloka and then we will talk more about it. Sri Vindhya Valir Uvacha Kridarthamatman idam tri jagnikritam te. Swamyam tu tatra kudiyo parisha kuryaha. Is it? Okay, how are we going to do that? Kridam taratman idam tri jagat kritam te swayam tu tatra kudiyo parishakuryaha. Kartu prabhostav kim asyat avahanti. Tyakta hriyastvad avaropita कृतर्वादः कृदार्थमात्मन् इदं त्रिजगत् कृतं ते स्वाम्यं तु तत्र कुदियो पर ईश कुर्यः कुर्योः कुर्तु प्रभोस्तौ किम अस्यत् आवहन्ति त्यक्त ह्रियस्त्वद् अवरोपित कृतर्वादः श्रीविद्यावली उवाच त्रिदार्थमात्मनैदं त्रिजगत्कृतं ते स्वायं तु यत्र कुदियो पर ईश कुर्यो कर्तु प्रभोस्तव किमस्त आवहन्ति त्यक्ता हि अस्वदोदरोपितकर्तृवाद इदार्थमात्मन इदं त्रिजगत्कृतं ते स्वयं तु तत्र कुदियो अपरेषु कुयो कर्तु प्रभोस्तव किमस्ति Vaishnavis, Sri Vindavari. Kridarthamatmana idam trijagat kritam te. Swayam tu tatra kudiyo paraisha kuryo. कर्तु प्रभोस्तव किमाश्यतामहन्ति श्रीविन्द्यावलिरुवाच विन्द्यावली द वाइफ ऑफ बलि महाराज सेड क्रीडा अर्थम For the sake of pastimes, Atmanaha of yourself, Idam, this, Tri Jagat, the three worlds, this universe, Kritam was created, Te by you, Swamyam, proprietorship, Tu, but, Tatra thereon Kudiyaha foolish rascals Apare others Isha O my Lord Kuryoho have established Kartu for the Supreme Creator Prabhu for the Supreme Maintainer, Tava for your good self, Kim what, Asyataha for the Supreme Annihilator, Avahanti they can offer, Tyaktra Hriyaha shameless without intelligence, Tvat by you, Avaropita falsely imposed because of a poor fund of knowledge, Kartravadaha the proprietorship of such foolish agnostics. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srimati Vidyavali said, O my Lord, you have created the entire universe for the enjoyment of your personal pastimes. But foolish, unintelligent men have claimed proprietorship for material enjoyment. Certainly they are shameless agnostics, falsely claiming proprietorship. They think they can give charity and enjoy. She is talking about her husband. She is powerful. In such a condition, what good can they do for you, who are the independent creator, maintainer, annihilator of this universe? This is what we think, isn't it? Purport. Bali Maharaj's wife, who was most intelligent, supported the arrest of her husband. Which wife would allow her husband to be arrested by like this, after offering everything? She's supporting. And accused him of having no intelligence because he had claimed proprietorship of the property of the Lord. She is more self-realized than Bali Maharaj. Such a claim is a sign of demoniac life. Although the demigods, who are officials appointed by the Lord for management, are attached to materialistic enjoyment, they never claim to be the proprietors of the universe, for they know that the actual proprietor of everything is the Supreme Personality of God. Sometimes they are also BFL, isn't it? We will talk about Lord Indra and Lord Brahma. This is the qualification of the demigods. But the demons, instead of accepting the exclusive proprietorship of the Supreme Personality of God, claim the property of the universe for themselves through demarcations of nationalism. This part is mine and that part is yours. They say, this part I can give in charity and this part I can keep for my enjoyment. These are all demoniac conceptions. This is described in Bhagavad Gita 16:30. Idam adhya maya labdham imam prapse manoratham. Thus far I have acquired so much money and land. Now I have to add more and more. In this way I shall be the greatest proprietor of everything. Who can compete with me? These are all demoniac conceptions. Bali Maharaj's wife accused Bali Maharaj by saying that although the Supreme Personality of God had arrested him, showing him extraordinary mercy, and although Bali Maharaj was offering his body to the Supreme Lord for the Lord's third step, he was still in the darkness of ignorance. Actually, the body did not belong to him, but because of his long-standing demoniac mentality, He could not understand this. He thought that since he had been defamed for this inability to fulfill his promise of charity, he was thinking that I'll be defamed because if I'm not able to fulfill my promise. And since the body belonged to him, he would free himself from defamation by offering his body. Actually, however, the body does not belong to anyone but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whom the body is given, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:61. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayesu arjun tisthati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudani maya. The Lord is situated in the core of everyone's heart, and according to the material desires of the living entity, the Lord offers a particular type of machine, the body, through the agency of the material energy. The body actually does not belong to the living entity. It belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Under the circumstances, how could Bali Maharaj claim that his body belongs to him? Thus, Vindhyavali Bali Maharaj's intelligent wife prayed that her husband be released by the Lord's causeless mercy. Otherwise, Bali Maharaj was nothing but a shameless demon, specifically described as Tyakta Hriyas Tvat Avaropita Kritar Vadaha, a foolish person claiming proprietorship over the property of the Supreme Person. In the present age Kali Yuga, the number of such shameless men who are agnostics, disbelieving in the existence of God, has increased. Trying to defy the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so-called scientists, philosophers and politicians manufacture plans and schemes for the destruction of the world. They cannot do anything good for the world, and unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, they have plunged the affairs of the world into mismanagement. Thus, there is a great need for the Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of innocent people who are being carried away by propaganda of such demons. If the present status quo is allowed to continue, people will certainly suffer more and more under the leadership of these demoniac agnostics. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, Vindhyavali, wife of Bali Maharaj, only one verse, but she said everything in this verse. She's saying that, she's telling to Vamadev that, my Lord, you have created this material world for your enjoyment. That's why we always say that Krishna is the enjoyer and we are enjoyed by his enjoyment. And that's why devotee offers everything to the Lord. We also, from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we know that this universe is all the, everything within the universe are his part and partial, parts of the Lord. That means we are a living entity also included in that. We say trees and sun and the moon and the ocean, all different parts of the universal form of the Lord. But we are also in that universe, we are also included in that. We are part and parcel of the Lord. And we are our body meant to serve the Lord for the satisfaction of the Lord. And this body belongs to the Lord. So she is saying here that you have created this material world for your enjoyment. But unfortunately, living in that is out of the selfishness, is thinking that this is for my enjoyment. Selfish nature. Here in purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that the demigods, they understand that they are the administrator of this material affairs. Brahma is the secondary creator, Vishnu is the maintainer, Shiva is the annihilator, Indra is the demigod, is giving the rain, charge of the rain. So different demigods are administrator given the different responsibilities. But ultimately all these demigods understands that ultimately proprietor of everything, we are the administrator, appointed administrator, but ultimately Krishna is the proprietor. And this material energy is so powerful that sometimes demigod is also bewildered. When Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago in the land of Vrindavan as a little boy who performs it all different pastimes, Krishna, whether he's a little boy or he's a big, is the same. His pastimes are all transcendental. Doesn't matter. As a young boy, he kills the demons, or as a little older, he plays, he has 16,108 wives. It's the same Krishna. Pastimes are transcendental. So, even Lord Indra bewildered when Krishna was a little boy. Right? All the Brajvasis wanted to perform the sacrifice. We are performing sacrifice to please Lord Indra. And Krishna didn't allow. Krishna said to Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men, stop this Indra Jagya. You don't have to. You worship Govardhan. Govardhan is providing the water, providing all the herbs, everything Govardhan is providing. Grass for the cows, that's what we need. We don't need to worship Indra. So Indra got angry. Indra started to think, this was the sacrifice for me. All these cowherd men are performing sacrifice for my enjoyment. And who is this little boy coming here in the way? Who he is? And Indra is becoming so little bit, if you can say, arrogant. He's a great personality. But here in this situation, that he wants to even kill all the Brajvasis, cows, everybody. Right? And, of course, the Krishna taught him the lesson. Right? And Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill for 7 days with his left hand finger, which is not actually very strong. But he holds this big hill for 7 days and seven nights. So Lord Indra comes to his senses finally. So the point is that, and same thing happened with Lord Brahma in the Brahma Vimohan Leela. He also bewildered. Little young boy carrying in his left hand little laddu, sweet. Lord Brahma is saying, thinking, how is little boy this boy? He's a supreme. Not just that, but this little boy is taking his cowherd boys who has eaten and is taking their eaten remnants from these cowherd boys and eating himself. How can he be supreme? So Brahma is also vivid. So like this, even the demigods who are the administrator, and they have understanding that the Supreme Lord, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, He is the proprietor, but they are also being liberated. This is the nature of this material world. It bewilders everybody. If you are not careful. So the persons who are not believing in Lord, of course they think everything belongs to us. It's for our enjoyment. There is no Lord. There is no God. So she is saying here, her husband is bound up here, and she is seeing. Now, Bali Maharaj has a great personality, but here this last snare of this Maya was acting on Bali Maharaj, because Bali Maharaj was thinking that Vamandev has taken away, this young dwarf boy has taken away everything, but hey, my body is still there. I am still owner of this body. So I am offering my head to put the third step. But here she is saying, wait a minute. This body doesn't belong to you also. So where is the question of offering the third step? So she is praying to the Lord that please be merciful. So mercy is the everything. Lord's mercy. Pure devotee's mercy. We can try so many things, so much, but without the mercy of the Lord, the mercy of a pure devotee, we don't go so far. We don't go far distance. So she's praying to Lord to please be merciful. And at the same time she's chastising her husband. And then she is saying, of course, that everything belongs to you. Where is the question of offering? The person is thinking that, independently thinking that, I am the controller, I am the maintainer, I have created, I am the maintainer, I am the annihilator of this universe. And is thinking that, person is thinking independently, everybody independently thinks that way. Even in our small family we think, this is my universe, little universe, isn't it? My little house with my wife and my kids is my little universe. I have created it. I am maintaining it. Isn't it? But not considering, not thinking that everything belongs to the Lord. That is the consciousness we have to have. That doesn't mean we become poor. It's not that devotee has to be poor. Srila Prabhupada, millions of dollars, bring me, Srila Prabhupada said. But what was consciousness? That's the whole point. keeping the consciousness in mind, we have families, many grihasthas married, unmarried, we have families, but the consciousness has to be that everything belongs to the Lord and is in service for the Lord. That's why Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Seventh Goswami, prays, Manaso deho geho, jo kichumor, arpilo tuvapade, nandakishor. That everything, whatever I have, not just my body, myself, but also my family members, they are also yours, Lord. That is Krishna consciousness, to change our consciousness. To keep in mind that everything belongs, whatever I have in my possession, everything belongs to the Lord. And it's for, this is all in the service of the Lord. And that's what Srila Prabhupada wanted. And that's what the message of Krishna consciousness is. And at the end, of course, Srila Prabhupada's writing in this Kali Yuga, people agnostic. There are actually societies, I think, I heard. Agnostic societies, isn't it? But I heard they also chant at the same time. They're agnostic, but they also chant. Because they like the music. Who doesn't like the music? That is a Jews, isn't it? So Srila Prabhupada was so intelligent that the Sankirtan movement just let them dance, let them chant and dance. Let them hear the holy name, let them dance and give Shaprasadam. That will change their heart. Of this impersonalist and agnostic and all that. See? So this is the Krishna consciousness, is the saving grace in this Kali Yuga, on this planet. Otherwise all this religion and that religion and this religion, all this, on the name of religions, they don't follow it. And in the name of religion, they just make a big thing. But Krishna consciousness is universal. Doesn't matter what religion you are coming from. Just follow four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds. Keep understanding in the mind that everything belongs, the proprietor is Krishna. Everything is for the enjoyment of Krishna. So here, see, Vindhyavali, most powerful. Same thing happened if we hear in case of Ravana. Right? Ravana's wife, what was her name? Mandodari. How many times she said to Ravana, please give Sita back. This Ram is not an ordinary person, he is the Supreme. Please don't fight, please surrender. That is the chastity. She was a chaste woman of Ravana. But Ravana didn't hear. Same thing happened in the case of Kaliya. Krishna wanted to kill Kaliya. And wives, all the Nagapatnis came praying, please. How is this Kaliya is what he has done that your lotus feet are right on his head and you are just dancing on his hoods, all his hoods. Please save him now. Let him go. That's why woman is the called better half, right? She is the better half. Is what is Srila Prabhupada to say? Behind every man, Can someone quote exactly? Yes. All you want should be very proud of it. Okay. So here, it's a powerful lesson she is giving here. Just in one shloka, she is saying. Okay. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying the same here. His commentary says, the three worlds have been created by you. Here the word is you stay in the shloka. Fools like Bali claim it as theirs. What can they give to you, the creator, maintainer and destroyer? Genitive case is used for the dative. I don't understand this English. Someone can tell me. Among the objects, sentient or insentient, which one can he claim is his, so that he can make his promise true even by giving his body? Since you create the three worlds and his body, has he not given up shame by desiring fame through offering you what is already yours? Those suffering the great disease of pride in wealth can be cured by the mercy of a good doctor. It is very suitable to tie up an offender who quickly ascends to a high position and suddenly falls, and who falsely identifies himself as a doer, thinking, I am the protector of the three worlds. This is the commentary by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
In as much good intention as we might have for it, what is the, good if we have too much physical contact with each other? If we try to make somebody feel better by extending our hand and touching the body, if it's a dead body, is there any good in as much good intention as there is in there? Well, what's the good of giving somebody a hug? Since you're dealing with dead bodies.
Well, spirit soul is there than dead body, isn't it?
Indeed,
we
still, yes.
We
yes.
are alive. So what's wrong in... What is the purpose of your hugging? That's a question here. If one devotee is meeting another devotee and out of love they are hugging each other, what's wrong with that?
Thank you, Prabhu.
Huh? It's out of love you are offering obeisances to each other and you are hugging each other. We are alive, we are not dead. Spirit soul is there within the body. But the problem is that you are hugging between, with the opposite sexes, without any connection. That's where sometimes question arises. That's where devotees, they love each other. That's my understanding. We are not dead. Life is there for preaching. As long as life is, as the preaching is there, we are alive. Right? That's what Bhakti Sanskrit Thakur Maharaj said. When it's not used for preaching, then it's dead. Considered to be dead. Okay? Another question? Hare Krishna.